In about 2 weeks at the Paris Olympics, the debut of an entirely new medal event, breaking, or what's perhaps more widely known to the uninitiated like me, as breakdancing. In a Los Angeles dance studio, 21-year-old Logan Edgert teaches moves she spent two-thirds of her life developing since she was just 7. In the world of breaking, she's called B-Girl Logistics. And as one of the 4 members of the U.S. breaking team at the Paris Games, she can also be called Olympian.
I see any title or championship or win or medal, it's more for me like a microphone to amplify any message I want. I represent the peace, love, unity, and having fun, and also being a student of the game and caring about the evolution of like where this is going and keeping it alive.
The first Olympic breaking competition was at the 2018 Youth Games in Buenos Aires. The Olympics recognizes it as an urban sport, like skateboarding, also an Olympic event. Competitors need improvisation, athleticism, and coordination, drawing on disciplines like martial arts and gymnastics. It was created in the 1970s at South Bronx dance parties by Black and Latino youths. It's said that the name comes from the breaks in hip-hop songs, when the vocals drop out, leaving a steady driving beat. The 1983 film Flashdance helped breaking go mainstream with a scene with members of the hip-hop group Rocksteady Crew. Now its popularity is global. From the United Kingdom to France.
If you think about Paris, maybe you think about the Eiffel Tower and you think about croissants, but when I think about Paris, I think about raw hip-hop.
Nigeria. Egypt.
Dancing is what makes you stay away from smoking and drinking, and all of the self-destructive things. For me, it's an art, but also something that I find myself in.
Brazil, Libya, even Iran.
Here is Iran, and we are dancing. We love to dance as other people do. We want to enjoy our youth.
What was born at block parties of the Bronx will be going for the gold at the Place de la Concorde in the heart of Paris. Ivan Velez, known as Flips, is an actor, TV host, an accomplished dancer and choreographer, and he's been a judge at Olympic qualifying events for breaking. So Flips, first off, help out this unhip baby boomer. Breaking, breakdancing.
So we call it breaking. If you accidentally call it breakdancing, we'll let you slide on the first time. It was more of a media term that came out in the early 80s, but I do understand why people call it breakdancing, because they are breaking and it is a dance. However, we call it breaking.
So what's the significance of having breaking as an Olympic event?
Oh, it is the epitome. I know in 2018, it was in Buenos Aires, and it was the first whiff that we got that we could actually hit the main stage. Breaking is finally where it needs to be, going for gold.
Finally, where it needs to be. Is it a dance style? Is it a culture?
Oh, to go beyond that, for me, it's like a religion. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your talent. You have to go above and beyond the call of duty just to be recognized. So a lot of these breakers, whether they have jobs 9 to 5, whether they're in school, no matter what age they are putting in endless, endless hours. And breaking is not just a culture and a phenomenon, but it's also art. It's art and the sport. So the fusion of both of that is what people are going to see in Paris, almost like a Halley's Comet. You got to catch it while you can.
You're not going to be judging in Paris, I know, but you did judge some of the qualifying events. What's the criteria? Yeah. How do you judge this?
There's a couple of criteria and boxes that they have to tick. It's technique, right? So it's how the technique is how good you are at doing everything that you've been training to do. You have to definitely put years in the game or your technique will show. The vocabulary. Vocabulary is what you bring to the table. There's A's to Z's, top rock, footwork, freezes, power, combinations. And what you bring to the table is your vocabulary and how many times you can switch things up. You have originality, right? So you want to be the one and only. And in order to do that, you have to stand alone. You have to be unique and you have to show as many original moves as you have learned in the past. You only have 60 seconds before your opponent also answers back. So you definitely want to execute from the very first second you step on that floor to the end of that 59.9 second and you're walking off. Also, musicality. I love musicality, and I'll tell you why. We are dancers, right? So it's all framed around the music. If you don't have musicality and you're dancing with either two left feet or you're off beat, we're definitely gonna ding you for that. You definitely have to dance and marry the beat and the music that these DJs are playing. You don't know the BPMs, you don't know what track, you don't know if there's lyrics to the track. So it's a really cool game of cat and mouse.
Tell us a little bit about the Team USA Breakers.
Oh yeah, definitely Team USA all day. You have Victor Montalvo, who made it. He's half Mexican, half US. He's from Florida, and he's the highest ranked in the entire world. And we have Sunny Choi, who made it. She's from New York. She had a full-time job, six-figure salary, and she's given it all up for the gold. We also have Logistics, who I met years ago. I worked with her on a Nickelodeon show. She was a kid. A few years later, she was on World of Dance, and now she's on the world's biggest stage in the Olympics. B-Boy Jeffro. He's one of the all-style, all-around, can throw anything down, and his musicality, which, again, I love, is so on point. It's going to be a nail-biting couple of days, I'll tell you that.
And Flips, I know that breaking has not been approved for the 2028 Los Angeles Games. What do you see the future of this? Where do you want to see this go?
So with that news, sadly, it was not accepted for the 2028. And what better way to bring it back, right, to the U.S. where it all started? Hopefully it's in Brisbane in 2032. I'm praying for that right now because you don't want too much time to go by. As these dancers are evolving, they're also getting older. So the future looks really, really bright for breaking. And you might not see these same competitors again in that next cycle if it is another 8 years. I do want breaking to just stay on the roster. I mean, it's survived 50 years, you know, whether it was on in the media or in the movies or underground culture or subculture, it's survived. It's definitely ready to earn its slot, permanent slot.
Flips, AKA Ivan Velez, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited.